lonely. I hear your voice coalesce out of air. I feel your touch around the edges of a dream, and I wake expecting you there. But I've been disappointed now for 8 mornings straight. The alarm that usually gets your arms around me now just moans, and no one comes. And through this week of loneliness, I'm taking careful notes. There must be something to learn from this, something the silence knows. If the message of the morning is potential, and the message of the evening is peace, and in this shuttered room where the sun can never speak, the glow of the lamps means release. I fed your fish every morning. I think I've watered all your plants. Put all your mail and messages on the end of your desk, with the real estate listings for this week. But the tomato plant is obviously on its way to hell. And if goldfish don't have facial muscles, then how do their mouths show reproach so well? And through this week of loneliness, I'm taking careful notes. Something to learn from this, something the silence knows. If the message of the morning is potential, and the message of the evening is peace, then in this shuttered room where the sun can never speak, the glow of the lamps means release. Tomorrow night she'll be back here. You're packing for the journey even now. A suitcase full of laundry and two books of mine you borrowed. I'll wait neatly by the door. But take your time, drive safely. I'll leave the lights on to welcome you home. There's ice cream in the freezer, and I'm all alone. And from this week of loneliness, I think I found a clue. Do all the lamps I've lit in your honor say the same to you? Message in the morning is potential, and the message of the evening is peace. In the shuttered room where the sun can never speak, the glow of the lamps means release.